What's up? This is Tony, Six to Midnight Lounge, and my buddy boy, Val Buena Jr. How are you, senor?
Well, you say my last name first, then
I gotta do it properly. Gotta do it properly. Friday. Okay. It's pre-Friday night. We gotta be proper here.
Okay, I thought I was like doing a job application or something. Last name first name last.
Going forward with you, buddy. Thank you for coming. How's it going?
It's going. This is not the weather report. Just going how the weather is going throughout Southern California. Nice weather. Hot, but nice. You know, nice, like 70, mid 70 degrees right now outside. I love this weather. But then it's going to start raining again this weekend.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. So we shall see.
Yeah.
It's menudo weather if it rains.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that much of a soup person.
Oh, no, you're not?
Okay, I mean, it depends on... I like pozole more than I like menudo.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm more into that, you know, the one soup that really, like, kind of... Okay, yeah, I take that back. I like soup, but I don't regularly, like, you know, go to it unless, you know, someone's going to make it or it's already made for me. I will make it myself. You know, growing up, like, you know, because we were poor, you know, my mom's would always, like, you know, get a pot of water, and she would, like, slice potatoes really thin, and she'd throw it in there, put in some salt. There's something, she'd cut up an onion, throw it in there, and get, like, a piece of, like, meat and throw it in the stew. It's almost like a caldo, you know? Yeah. So that's the kind of soup I remember that I want to make one of these days to bring back my childhood of being poor.
Oh, dude. But that's the best soup right there.
Yeah, it is, you know.
I love that soup.
And then, like, you know, and then I got kind of more fancy when I, you know, when growing up, because my second job, like, ever was, I was, like, a busboy at Marie Callender's. That was my second real job. You know, because my first job was, I was a bottle boy at a liquor store, like, you know, stocking up the shelves and stocking up the bottles and all that stuff.
So
that's what I would do. You know, but then, like, you know, when I started working at Marie Callender's, that's when, you know, like, potato cheese soup. That was really good. And, like, to me, like, from that restaurant was always the best. But not too many of those are, like, around anymore.
No, not Marie Callender's? No, not at all. I don't think. I think the one that we went to in Whittier is still open.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. That was right by the hospital. And the only times we went there because either one of my in-laws is in the hospital.
Yeah, I think your father-in-law was.
Okay, yeah.
And we all went.
Yeah, and then, like, after that, then I kind of knew that. I mean, it's not my... I'm more of a story, like, during the holidays. That's when, you know, I like it. I like the red. Green.
Instead of the green? Okay. Yeah, I don't really care for pozole. I'd rather just do menudo. No, I don't like the cabbage in it. Like, what the... You know how for menudo you don't put have to... lemon, onion?
Yeah.
You don't, but...
You don't
have... If you don't, then you get the dirty looks. Maybe the stab in the back or the shank in the side. You just never know from your cousins. How they're going to act that day.
I'll put a tiny bit of cabbage. You know, right. Like, I don't like it when it's already in there because, just they put it right there on the side. Like, you get your bowl, you pour the amount that you want, then you go, you put some cabbage, not into the radishes, you get some little bit of onion, some cilantro. And some lemon or lime. That's good.
Yeah, see, I don't even do cilantro. Like, I'll do cilantro in my tacos, but not in my soup. No, not in my soup.
No. Add a little bit of flavor to it.
To me, it tastes, in the menudo, it tastes like it's dish soap.
Really?
That's what it tastes like to me. Yeah.
That's weird.
So I'll pass. I'll just have that on my tacos. And sometimes not even that.
Oh, my brother's girlfriend, like, she made menudo. I did Christmas prior to this past one. Like, last year.
Like, from scratch?
From scratch. First.
Oh, shit. Was it really?
Yeah, my brother's girlfriend. She's like, man. She's, you know, my brother.
Like, man, that woman knows I
cook really, really, really well.
Oh, that's cool.
But the first time, Hispanic, she's not Latin at all. She's, you know, half white and half Asian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, damn, I was impressed. Really good.
Yeah. No, Annette knows how to cook too. I remember that one time she made me a killer warm tortilla. I'm gonna get you out that.
Yeah, she's gonna text you. She listens to the show.
Right.
But like I said, it's good weather right now, but it's supposed to rain.
Mm-hmm. But let me ask you, the pozole, is it made with chicken? Is it originally made with chicken, or is it originally with pork, or with chivo, with goat?
Are you asking? Like, tell you the answer, pozole? I don't know.
I know. I'm just asking if it's pork, chicken, or because. Okay, so for instance, one of my coworkers at work, her brother would do it with a whole turkey, like literally get a stock pot, put the turkey in there whole. Make all the accoutrements for the pozole, put it in there, cook it up, and then by the time it was ready, all he had to do was pull out the bones, and it was just nothing but turkey meat in there with the hominy and the red sauce and everything. And that one was good. I have to admit, that was good. But I've never met anybody else that can do it with the turkey, and I always thought it was with goat. So that I would always pass on the pozole. But then I hear people do it with chicken. Okay. Yeah, see? So then it's probably just pork then, right?
Pork.
No, but I never really had
it. Oh, okay.
No, I think I turned away. Just like, you don't like...
I don't like tacos de lengua or tongue tacos, mm-hmm. because I don't want the food to taste me before I eat it.
When I was a kid, I make this stuff when I was little and like eat tacos de lengua, tongue tacos.
And I'm thinking,
oh, it's in the pot. Let me get like some pieces of meat so I can, you know, taste.
Yeah.
It's like this big ass, and that freaking
right.
And I'm like, what the hell is that? Yeah, because I was traumatized.
Yeah, and the layer on the top, because you have to let it boil, and then peel off the layer. That's the little the taste buds. So you have to peel that skin off, and then you get the meat inside. But yeah, I don't need tongue, I don't need brain, I don't need head. I'll eat tripas, the intestines, but they have to be really, really cleaned well.
But isn't that, that goes inside menu?
No, that's the stomach lining that's in menudo. The tripe, yeah, and that's bomb. But my family here is Americanized, so we get the Rosarita big number 10 can of menudo, and we're content with that because we don't wake up early enough to take our pot to the bakery and get the fresh menudo. Because it'll be gone by the time we get there at 10 o'clock.
No, I take that back because...
So?
It's like my mother-in-law... They're half Americanized, you know. They're Mexicans, you know, because they don't speak Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Now, my mother-in-law does...
They like either
Christmas or... Right, she'll go to a certain place.
No, she'll order.
Like... pozole or whatever
soup
from that,
uh-huh.
like, you know,
yeah,
she'll do that. I'm American, but my mother's
her culture,
so she'll go get it and, like, you know, like from an actual place that makes it homemade.
Yeah, but that's,
you know?
That's like a special occasion. I'm talking about, oh, let's go this Saturday and go get some. We got to wake up early to go get it.
Oh, okay,
like when I was little, my dad would go get it because he was an early bird. So he'd be gone by 6 a.m. He'd go get the menudo in the pot, and he'd bring home pan dulce and bolillo for the menudo. And then by the time we all woke up, my dad would have the lemons, the onion, the cilantro, the oregano already on the table laid out. and everybody just had to come sit down and eat. And that's how it was at our house. And that was like not every Saturday, because my dad, like I told you before, would always go play soccer Saturday and Sunday. And that was like my hated childhood memories, because I hated to go get forced to watch him play soccer. But when he didn't play, we had the menudo at the house. And that was probably when it rained. So yeah.
Yeah, one thing I never, but, I'm not a pan dulce person.
No?
Never, I mean, I don't.
Nothing at all?
I don't go for it.
Oh, okay.
Or like, you my just, mother-in-law.
Or
my
you just don't know.
No, I've tried it. It just doesn't, like, I'd rather have a good old American donut, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong.
See, maybe you have to have the concha with the Mexican hot chocolate.
Even that, I mean, I don't know. It's just even the Mexican hot chocolate, the abuelita hot chocolate, it's okay, but yeah. I don't know. Just to me, it's like maybe I am Americanized too, but it's like, just get some milk, put some chocolate quick in it, and freaking put it in the microwave. There's my hot chocolate right there.
Your chocolate quicks.
Chocolate quicks.
You never had champurrado?
What's that?
Oh, it's kind of like chocolate milk, but it's real thick. There is two different types. There's champurrado and there's atole. I think atole is made with corn. Like cornmeal.
Yeah.
I could be mistaken. And then the champurrado is like flour, chocolate flour.
I think the atole, I think I've heard of that because, you know, my mother-in-law's family, you know, like I said, like they're Americanized, but they know their culture. But like even when they have get-togethers at my mother-in-law's sister's house in Pico Rivera, I've heard them talk about that and serve that. And I've never tried it because it's just, I don't know, just never like, you know, interests me.
So it's a hot beverage made with milk or water. And then it's thickened with the masa harina, so that's the corn flour, and then flavored with brown sugar and cinnamon. It's pretty good. It's a lot. It's like really heavy to drink a lot of it, but with one you're good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think. But I just, for me, it's like I don't think I drink it because it's hot. I don't drink hot. I don't drink hot coffee. I mean, I'll rarely drink like, you know, hot cocoa. Hot chocolate, but I'm not into hot drinks, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I drink cold coffee all the time, like an iced coffee. Every morning when I wake up, my wife makes her coffee. My in-laws make their coffee. Like me, I make my iced coffee because I can't drink hot stuff.
Do you still use that what was it, the diffuser? Remember you bought one, and then I bought one after.
What are you talking about?
You put the coffee in the middle. And then you put it back in the fridge, and it.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I have a 2 Christmases ago, the wife got me a iced coffee maker.
Oh, okay, that's what I was gonna ask you too.
Yeah.
Because Lisa was thinking about getting one of those. Because
nobody
drinks hot coffee here except me.
Yeah, well, like the cold press thing, I had one of those. Remember when you were living with us? I had that one. Was in a glass, but then it cracked. You know, so that went to shit. You know, but then I just got myself. You know, she got me a Mr. Coffee, something like ice coffee maker.
Yeah, and you just put one cup under it, right?
Yeah, I fill up my the, what do you call those plastic, like they have a name for it. What's it called? With a straw, a tumbler, I think that's.
Yeah.
Fill my tumbler with the ice, and then I just put it underneath it, and it's not cold coffee's not coming out. It's hot coffee, but with all that ice in there, it's, you know,
it turns out pretty cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had one of those diffusers like you did, but I think I gave it to Victoria because it was just, I wasn't drinking it fast enough and it was just, it was going bad in the fridge. So I was like, forget it. I'm not going to keep making this. It's too much.
Does coffee go bad?
Yeah, dude. Doesn't Especially if it has the coffee grounds in the middle, you can get mold.
Well, I never knew that. Well, I mean, that never happens here because everybody drinks a coffee. Like, you know, like
there's no a coffee drinking house. Getting moss on my back.
Not for me, man. Because I drink all my coffee. You know, sometimes I just wonder because they say that, like, you know, sometimes this is what people use. And I had I was going to use it as an idea, but like, there's never any leftover coffee because everybody drinks it.
Yeah.
That, and let's just say the day goes by and no one's drinking the last bit of coffee. Some people would just, you know, put that in ice cube trays,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, you know, freeze up the coffee and then use those ice cubes
instead. Yeah, because then it doesn't water down your coffee.
Doesn't water it down. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I mean, you tell me it goes bad, you know. But like, that's only if you keep it there for a light.
Yeah. Well, no. One thing with the coffee grounds in the center of the pitcher. Yeah, that's yeah. It's because you have it's still a living thing that you're it's the grounds, it's coffee grounds.
Okay.
So yeah, because I remember pulling it out and I was like, why does this have mold? Mm-hmm. So I had to wash it and put it away, and I was like, I'm not gonna use that no more. So I just gave it away instead. But menudo does sound good for this weekend. So I'll be going.
That depends if it rains, because let's say 35%, 45%, something like 60, 70, 80. You know, I just hope it doesn't rain, because, you know, come on, already. Like, then let's get into summertime, you know? Let's get to some warm weather.
Right? Too funny. Oh!
There you go.
Damn it.
Write that down, buddy. Write that down.
That's 50 cents right there. Dang it. You haven't said the F word yet.
No, I'm trying. I got a little post-it note right here that says, do not say the F word. Do not say the F word.
That's good. That's good. I should put a big old poster right here. Oh, here's the list. 25 cents. All right. What else were we talking about? Menudo. That's it. How did we get to menudo anyways?
We're talking about, all of a sudden we're talking about, like, you know, soup weather, you know?
Oh, that's right. Soup weather. Dude, this is the best. And when I was in elementary school, the cafeteria, we didn't really have a cafeteria. It was a garage, and the Mexican parents would actually cook breakfast and lunch for the kids. And it was like really good food, not cafeteria crap food, right? And when it would rain, they would make vegetable soup for all the kids. And they would add a cheese sandwich to the vegetable soup. So you'd have your little bowl of soup with a half a cheese sandwich. And the cheese sandwich consists of a slice of white bread, mayonnaise on both sides, Kraft singles cheese, and some lettuce. Dude, to this day...
Sounds gross.
I love having that still. The soup with the cheese. And my wife thinks it's nasty.
That sounds gross. That sounds fucking gross. I'll have a tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, and I don't like tomato soup.
Yeah, because when I was going to Disneyland at the time, you know, one of the restaurants inside the park, they have like a tomato bisque type of soup. Uh-huh. And a grilled cheese. That's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good. But even like, you know, even when I'm sick, you know, like, you know, the wife will, you know, get like a plain old can of Campbell's cup of noodle soup.
Yeah.
Chicken noodle. And she'll like make it for me, and she'll make me a grilled cheese. That hits the spot right there.
Right.
But not no white bread and a Kraft single with mayonnaise and lettuce. That sounds gross.
You haven't tasted it yet.
And vegetable soup. I'm not into vegetable soups. No, because my mother-in-law tries to make like a vegetable soup. She'll put like zucchini, squash, you know, an onion, big pieces of carrot, just slice a potato here and there.
Some celery.
And
Any chayote in that soup?
What's a chayote?
It looks like a green avocado, but it's with no skin.
No.
And it looks prickly from the outside.
No, I don't think she put that in there. But yeah, okay. I always pass.
But dude, that sounds bomb. I'm gonna have to talk to Isabel and see when I can come over when she makes it.
Yeah, go for it then. You got my share. You got mm-hmm. my bowl. I always pass. No,
you don't like vegetables, period.
I'm not a big vegetable eater. You know? It's just like the other day, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, you know, my brother was here. And then, like, you know, my mother-in-law, early in the day, she said, I'm going to make a, what's it called? A chicken dumplings.
Chicken soup dumpling?
No, not chicken soup, but chicken. I think it was a soup, looked like a soup to me, but she was saying chicken dumpling. And I was thinking like a dumpling with chicken inside, you know. That's what I was thinking, you know.
Oh.
then when I get into the kitchen, it's almost like she got like biscuits and she put that on top of a chicken pieces or something.
Yeah.
And I just didn't like, it wasn't like, oh, this is good. I was like, nah, Paz. It's like, to me, I call that, that's old people food. Because I'm not into Popeyes, because they eat Popeyes. I'm not into that. But then when my brother came,
yeah,
and he ate that, and he's like, oh, man, this is bomb. How can you not like this? I'm like, no, it's not appealing.
Chicken and dumplings. And it's a creamy chicken soup. And right before, like 10 or 15 minutes before, she drops in the chunks of dough, and it boils into the soup. And that's the dumpling.
That's what it is.
Yeah. That's bomb food, dude.
No, what's wrong with you? You and my brother, you guys like that. My wife liked it because she grew up on that. And I was like,
yeah,
I'd pass. And I was like, I'll be back. I'm going to go to McDonald's or something.
That's too funny. McDonald's?
There you go. Another one.
You're not faithful to Jack in the Box no more?
Nah, I mean, Jack in the Box, McDonald's, whatever. I went to go get something to eat. I don't remember. But
you said when's the last time you went to Jack in the Box?
Yesterday, I took my kid.
Okay, so I know you don't really eat what you used to eat, but have you ate the ultimate cheeseburger lately? Like,
no, I didn't.
Dude, you remember how it used to be like the size of your hand?
Yeah.
Now it's like the palm of your hand. It shrank.
Oh, yeah, because like, you know, there and the price went up.
Yeah, yeah, it's ridiculous. We had that for dinner today.
Yeah, because like, you know, I picked up my kid from school and she was hungry. And I had to go do some errands. I was like, no, let's, you know, we went to do the errands. She was starving. So I'm like, okay, well, mom's going to be home until this time. Who knows what she's going to cook. So, like, I'll pick you up something. So we're going to Jack in the Box. Okay, I got her a kid's meal, chicken nuggets kid's meal. And then I got myself like a regular burger, you know, and a medium fry and a medium drink.
Yeah.
$18.
Oh, yeah.
$18. Oh, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? So there you go. I said it. I said the F word.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but you said too funny literally a couple minutes ago.
Did I?
Put yourself down again. Yeah, you did. I caught you.
Okay. No, but
anyways, so I was like, yeah, $18. So yeah, when you say like, you know, before, you know, that one time when we got super drunk and we drove, even though I shouldn't have drove us home, but like, you know, I drove home, but we stopped by Jack in the Box to get something to eat because, you know, we were hungry. Yeah, I remember like, yeah, it's like the ultimate cheeseburger, big cheeseburger. And then a couple of weeks ago, I went and I got something like that. It's like, yeah.
It's like a regular burger now.
It's like a regular burger, but then it's like a combo. Man, like it's getting fucking expensive out there.
Oh, dude.
Word again.
I haven't been to McDonald's since they raised the minimum wage. I couldn't imagine how much a Big Mac combo is now.
Yeah, because my wife went to Carl's Jr. like a couple weekends ago.
Carl's Jr. is expensive, period, dude.
$42 for just like a kid's meal and two regular combos that me and my wife got.
Yeah, that's $42. And you know what? To be honest, I don't even do Carl's Jr. anymore because I don't know if you really noticed, and I don't think I ever brought it up. During the Grammys, there was like a lot of musicians that dressed like the devil and stuff and performed like the devil. You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm talking about or no?
No, not really.
Like the dude, the cowboy guy, the black dude that's gay. He like dressed up like the devil.
The little Nas X guy.
Yeah, Nas X.
Yeah.
There was another guy that dressed up like the devil. So like, it was like popular at that music Grammys awards, right?
Okay.
And at the same time, Jack in the Box was running a ad for the Diablo Burger.
Was it Jack in the Box or Carl's Jr.?
Carl's Jr., my bad. Carl's Jr. was running it, and it was called the Diablo Burger, and it even put the price. And I've never seen them put prices on their food on a commercial, right? Yeah. And it was $6.66, and I said, oh, hell no. I am never going to Jack in the Box, to Carl's Jr. anymore for that.
Just for the burger?
Just for the burger, $6.66.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's,
I was like, yeah, that's going overboard now. I can see if it was Halloween or some bullshit, but it wasn't even Halloween, dude.
Do they even sell that still?
Yeah, they still sell it. I don't know if it's the same price, but when I saw the commercial, I was like, okay, I'm not going there no more. Right? So yeah. I was like, that's way too much pushing the devil now. So yeah. Spooky. Something's gonna happen right now. Talk about the devil. Did you know OJ Simpson died?
The devil. I mean, yeah, I did. Found out. I dropped out the door and then walking through the door. Hey, did you? OJ died. I'm like, oh, no way. And the first thing that came to my mind, we're never gonna know the
truth. Yeah, died with right?
The truth. Yeah.
And, right. And I didn't even know he was battling cancer.
Me neither.
Of course.
Everybody did.
Yeah, of course. Everybody knows he fucking did it. Oh, I cussed. Yeah. I'll put myself down for a quarter. Oh, but, yeah, so he was battling cancer, dude.
The only thing
I didn't know that either. That's how he died.
Yeah. Did it say what kind of cancer?
No, I didn't. All I saw, it says he passed away from cancer. It didn't say what kind.
No, like, the only thing I've...
But, did you know... Uh-huh. No, go ahead.
No, like, you know, the only thing I've heard from him, like, so often of any type of... He got, like, you know... Didn't he go to jail for, like... Holding up, like, you know... In a hotel room, not... Holding up against...
Yeah. Yeah, holding them up against their will, so it's considered kidnapping. Because he moved them from one room to another without their will.
Yeah. So that's the last kind of thing I heard, but he got off, right?
Yeah, he went to jail in Vegas and he did his time and he was out of that one.
Yeah, but how
long did you even know that he oh, I don't know. He was in there for a couple of years. I know that for a fact. But did you know that that he tried out for the role of Thanos?
When
for the Avengers, for the movie.
No, I
the only reason why they turned him down because they turned him down because the glove didn't fit.
Yeah, and that's one thing I was like looking
like I destroyed the bottom.
That the prosecution.
So, I was about to say
that for right now. You know, because they were talking about the glove and how, like, you know,
every time
it's going to shrink or something because of where the way they kept it right. Or something like that, that it was going to shrink. So,
yeah,
it was never going to like fit. So that's why Johnny Cocker
doesn't fit.
You must have quit.
The prosecution
didn't do a good job. Well, and then because you know. When you hear about the way his ex, you know, how they were murdered, like movies, slasher movies, and crazy and like, ugh.
Right.
And like, you know, and if they're saying this, like, oh, it wasn't him, it was just somebody that killed them. Yeah, it was like, the guy was like, you know, they said he's known to have a temper or something. He was really abusive, possessive. And you know, and Morris it was like a crime of passion. I think he was just pissed off because they weren't together no more. And then he saw her with this guy, thinking, okay, is she having sex with him or whatever? You know, and that's why he just probably just lost his mind and fucking did it. There you go, he's cursed. Damn.
Right. Damn. Dang, look at that.
Yeah, and he just this is one.
Well,
thing.
I didn't know that. That Robert Kardashian was OJ's lawyer.
Oh yeah, I mean,
did you know that?
Well, yeah, I knew that, but I didn't know he was the, like, you know, I think it's so funny because his idiot daughters and his moronic wife are more popular than him that he ever was when he was being a lawyer for OJ.
Right, and then that's when the it began when the family's tradition of getting black men off.
There you go. Yeah, because but anyways, going back to the OJ thing, because I remember when all that happened, and he was on the freeway in the Bronco, and they went by on the 5 freeway near where I were like more. Sometimes we went over the brick wall, and we saw people just like, you know, even hanging outside the brick wall and near the freeway, because they were waiting to see, is he going to come down this way? Is he going to come down this way? And we saw the white Bronco go by, and everybody like doing the whole, the juice is loose. The juice is loose. Because nobody really know what really was going on. They were just saying like he was a suspect and the killing of his wife or something like that. And so, I mean, we were like, back then, it was like, what, 94?
Dude, I don't even remember.
94, 95. Like, I mean, I was like, I think 21 years old.
Was it? Because wasn't the, let's see. No, I want to say 90, no?
No, because I remember because during that time, I think the Knicks and the Rockets were in the NBA Finals. And that was around 94, I think.
Okay.
You know? So it was around that time.
I didn't even know he had cancer, because the last thing I had heard that he had was going to get married again and take another stab at it.
Only you.
Right. Can horrible.
The guy that was with the ex-wife, was it
Goldman?
Goldman. Ron Goldman?
Ronda Goldman.
Yeah, okay. Is any of his family members still alive? I wonder.
Oh, yeah, they all are.
Oh, they all are? Okay.
Even the like father's mustache.
Okay, so the father didn't pass away.
No.
Someone close to that situation passed away, or was it Nicole Brown's sister? You know, someone
close maybe to... Maybe we need to investigate and report back next episode.
No, I mean, I should have done my research, but like, you know, it's just, anyways.
But I know OJ wanted to move to Alabama before he got sick, because everybody has the same DNA over there. I got a million of them.
You sure do, my friend. Yeah, but right. The families of the victims. The wife, the ex-wife, you know, her family, like, you know, like, do you think they're like, good, I'm glad, you know, he's gone, you know, burn in hell, whatever, you know, do you think they're saying that, you know, either family, like,
they probably are, but
this kind of quietly, because, you know, like her, like, you know, her, she has kids, she had kids with OJ, they're all like, they're probably in their like, ooh, oh, man, they're probably in their 30s.
Oh, they're now. Old, dude. They're like probably in their 40s already. Or even older than that.
No, I think the two youngest ones that she had with him, they were like, these kids are probably, probably close to 40 then. Yeah, because it's over 30 years ago when it happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it's like, can you...
Because he was 76.
Yeah.
So you have to think 30. So they have to be in their 40s.
Yeah, because they were like, you know, the two youngest... They were kids. They're probably like, you know, right close to 10 years old. So yeah, they're probably close to 40. You know, the son and the daughter. But then OJ had all adult kids. You know, when all this stuff went down. So those kids are probably like maybe around our age, probably.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly
or older.
Exactly. No, I think they're our age.
Yeah, but like, you know, like I know deep down, like, you know, that family, because the ones that associated to the wife. I know they're probably like, you know, like secretly, you know, underneath their brother, I'm glad he's died or something like that, because they're not going to say it out loud where the kids are going to hear, because that was their dad.
Of course not.
But Goldman's family, they're probably like, you know, hell yeah, you know.
They're over there dancing on his grave.
Yeah, probably, you know, because let's be honest, the man did it, you know, and the people who say that, like, no, he didn't, dude, the guy did it.
No, I think he did do it, because they found his Heisman trophy in the bushes. One more. What's OJ favorite's keys on a computer?
What are they?
Return home // /shift /shift /escape. All right, thank you. I'll be here all night. Try the fish.
Yeah, like saying back to him, it's like it kind of like sucks because great running back, Hall of Famer, you know, he was in the Naked Gun movies because that's what I knew him more. I knew him more from that than his football career because, you know, like, I mean, he played, you know, like, I think he played around the time when I was a baby or something. Uh-huh. You know, in the mid 70s, so I didn't really know about football, but I knew him more for Naked Gun and the Hertz car rental commercials.
I knew him from Naked Gun, and then there's a movie called Capricorn One, and it's him and two other astronauts, and it's the landing of the moon that it was fake, and they were going to testify to tell that the government made it up, and the government's trying to kill these guys, right? And their helicopter crashes, and the pilot tells them, everybody takes something from the helicopter to survive. He goes, here's a water bottle, gives them each a water bottle. And then this was before he even killed his wife, right? He goes, why don't you take the knife? And I'm watching, I'm like, no! But they literally down here, you take the knife.
That's an actual movie? For real?
Go on YouTube TV. Go under library. And it's right there. It's listed. I saved it.
Capricorn 1?
Yeah, under the YouTube TV.
Okay, 1978, right?
Yeah, you see it?
Yeah.
It's on your TV?
No, I'm looking at it online.
Oh, no, well, I saved it on the TV, so you can watch it.
I don't think I'll
pass. It's a really good movie.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
O.J. Simpson, was that probably is that like one of his first movie roles?
Probably. That was way before Naked Gun.
James Brolin?
Yeah, James Brolin's one of the astronauts. And there's one other dude that's an astronaut.
Elliot Gould?
He's a reporter.
Okay. No, okay. Well, I mean, if you say it's good, I might try to watch it. It's like, no, it's old.
Yeah. Sometimes the old ones are good. Well, you saw Taxi Driver, right? And you liked it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I liked it.
So, check it out.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm not saying it sucks, but it's like, you know, when do you separate the act from the art?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, like with the whole Michael Jackson thing, like, you know, people say, like, I'll never listen to Michael Jackson ever again because he was accused of this. You will never watch a Will Smith movie because of the slap, you know? So it's like, you know, when can you just, like, you know, like, you know, separate the act from the artist, you know?
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people that refuse to listen to Michael Jackson music. But was he ever convicted of it?
Never. He was accused.
He was accused. But never convicted. So it's kind of like, what is it? A double-ended sword, or what do they say? Because you're screwed. You're screwed either way. It's like, I remember in elementary school, there was this little Japanese man that would walk by the fence, and we would be playing before school, and the little Japanese man had candy in his pocket, and he would call the kids over and give us all the candy. That's all it was. That's all it was. There was no, he didn't pull out his Peter. He didn't touch anybody because it was through the fence, right? So it's literally just giving candy through the fence.
Okay.
Somebody from across the street, one of the neighbors, saw him, called the cops, and they gave the little Japanese guy a hard time. He never came by again to give us candy. He walked on the other side of the street and mind his own business. And we would wave at him and tell him hi, and he wouldn't even look at us. Like, we were the ones that snitched. Mm-hmm. But see...
That's what he thought that you guys snitched.
I don't think he felt that we snitched. He was just afraid because, remember, too, he's Japanese. The cops probably got on him. And you know how it is when it's a different culture. So he probably just didn't want to be bothered or get stopped by the police again. And he really wasn't doing anything, just giving us candy. And he enjoyed it.
Okay.
Or maybe that candy was laced with something.
I don't know. But like I was saying, is like,
you let know, me taste. Let me taste. Hold on. Let me taste. No, it was candy. It was candy.
No, like I say, separating the art from the artist. Like, you know, yeah. do you still listen to R. Kelly music?
I never listened to R. Kelly music.
Well, I did, like, you know, I did, like, you know, back in the 90s. And sometimes when something pops up, you know, the only thing that I could think of when an R. Kelly, like, song comes up is not the whole thing about, like, you know, the whole sex trafficking thing or the sex ring that he had. Or, you know, he was, like, had girls and all that stuff and peeing on them.
Yeah,
I think when I hear R. Kelly, you know, song, that doesn't pop up, that stuff, the Dave Chappelle.
Oh, kid, yeah.
That's the thing of that course. Pops up, but it makes me laugh. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't listen to R. Kelly that much either, not because it's something I go after, but like, oh, Michael Jackson song comes up, I'll listen to it, you know, because it's still like, I like his music, you know, it's like, he's yeah, never.
Exactly.
So I think so, if you're convicted, then you could be like, I could never watch that person's movie or listen to that person's music right. or watch any of that person's highlights. You know, that's what it is. Because right. like with you and the slap, it's not like Will Smith was accused of slapping Chris Rock. Everybody yeah, we saw were that he slapped Chris Rock. Yeah,
we were there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And who was the other person? Gary Glitter. I didn't know he was a pedophile, but they use his music for all sports.
Oh yeah,
all sports anthems.
And okay, people complain about it. Was he convicted?
I believe he was.
If not, they would. He wouldn't be. Well, again, it goes back to Michael Jackson, right? Mm-hmm. He was not convicted, but they still. Gary Glitter prison.
But this is also one thing too that I'll bring up when it comes out to football, because I'm thinking about him and he played at USC. Okay, yeah. He went to USC, like, you know, he did all these things, you know, like Heisman and pro football and all that stuff, Hall of Famer. He did all this stuff before he was, you know, accused of killing his wife and her friend.
Right.
Okay, but then I'm thinking about, like, you know, it's like, okay, you know Reggie Bush, right, when he played for USC?
Yeah.
You know how he won the Heisman and all that stuff? And the next thing, they found out, like, oh, he was getting benefits from
they booster. Stripped him from everything.
They stripped him from it. But my thing is this, is like, okay, the Hummer that he was driving, did that make him a better football player?
No.
The cash that he got to get something to eat or, like, you know, buy himself some nice clothes.
I think the reason is okay, say Junior, that you play football and this guy will say Tom Mix gives you $1 million, okay? But his alma mater is Tennessee. You play for USC. Hey buddy, I'm gonna give you $1 million, can you do me a favor, can you throw the game so that Tennessee can win? I'm gonna put money on it. You don't know what's being said in the background, you know what I mean?
No, that is true.
For like, these college kids, that they were not making any money. Now they're making money, but
yeah,
they come from places where South Central, where you don't have a lot of money. You're not a rich kid. Somebody gives you money. We don't even have to say it's $1 million. We can even say it's $250,000. Let me give you this. Throw the game for me. And it's Tennessee. It's like, who cares? It's a Tennessee game. It's not even in our division. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't know what the alternative motives are.
No, I mean, I get it. I get that. But then it's almost like, you know, it kind of like, he's probably like, you know, like damn, I got my Heisman taken away. I'm the one that scored those touchdowns. I did this. That money didn't do anything to enhance my ability because he was already talented as it is.
Right. You know?
And then he looks at it now, it's like, man, these kids who haven't even played a single game of college football or basketball yet, some guys straight up from high school are getting like signing deals, you know, like million dollar deals, because they're thinking they're gonna be the next big thing. And then you think like somebody like Reggie Bush, you know, it's like, I did the same thing, because back then, you know, they weren't giving money like that to us.
Right.
So I had to take it because he was probably, I mean, I don't know, like, his background, like, if he was really poor or anything like that. But, yeah, how can some young, you know, like, 19, 20-year-old kid say no to, like, hey, I'll give you $100,000, you know? Yeah. Just, you know, exactly. Like, remember me when you turn pro, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, when you separate like the certain act from the act from the art or the person, you know?
Yeah. Or it's just like an indecent proposal. Okay.
Okay.
If somebody told you, "Hey, Junior, I'll give you $3 million. Let me have your wife for a night." What would you do?
Have her back before 9.
No, seriously, let's be honest. Okay. $1 million. Do you talk to her about it, or do you just say, "Hey, babe, just go with him"? But if I know Annette's gonna say, "No way, I'm not doing that."
I said, but I tell her, "Babe, you know how many times you can go to Disney World?
You know how many backpacks you can buy?" What are those backpacks called?
Those lounge fly bags?
Yeah, the lounge fly bags.
I joke around saying, go ahead.
What about if somebody offered you $3 million to give them head?
No.
What about if it was $3 million, nobody would know about it?
I would know about it, and that would bother me because it would be in the back of my head, you know, just, you know, like, or the back of your throat.
How about $2 million and $1 million in mouthwash and toothpaste?
No. No, you know, you always hear, guy. You always, like, you know, when I was listening to Stern, uh-huh. They would offer, like, they joke around, say, like, for, would you let that guy, like, let that black porn star, you know, fuck you in the ass, you know, I said that for again. Damn, posted note doesn't help. But, like, they offered one of the guys on the show, they told him, "Hey, have you let this guy, this black porn star?"
High pitch Eric.
Was it?
High pitch Eric.
For him to, like, you know, do you in the butt. You know, yeah. Like, you know, would you do it? And then, did he say yes or did he say no?
He said, "I've done it before." And it wasn't for that much money.
Yeah, but, like, you know, it's like, there's people that have their limits. They say, "Yeah, sure, no problem." I just couldn't, you know. Right? But if you see me driving in a freaking, in a Mercedes tomorrow.
You know what's up.
You know what's up. What went down.
Bring another million and we'll see what's going on. I need some rims for this car.
Because I asked the same question to this one guy, you know, who did a tattoo for me one time. He's a big time Raider fan. Uh-huh. And I asked him this question. Okay, if someone, like, you know, because his wife was very, like, you know, really attractive. Yeah. I asked him this question, like, "Hey, if someone, like, gave you an indecent proposal, let's say, I'll give you, like, you know, $1 million just to take your wife out on one date and whatever happens between me and her. Would you do that?" And he goes, "Oh, hell no, bro. That's my lady. This and this and that." And I'm like, okay.
Right.
And then I was like thinking, okay, how about lifetime season tickets to the Raiders? And he goes, "You better have her be home. You better have her home before 10 o'clock in the morning then."
10 o'clock in the morning? Damn. Yeah. Damn. Not 10 p.m., 10 a.m.
Yeah, but, like, everybody has a price, man. Everybody, like, you know.
That's true. That is true. I don't know if I could do that. I don't think I could do that for $3 million. I don't know. No, because then it's still in the back of your mind. You know what I mean?
What happened if the wife says, "Why not? It's only for one night, babe."
Yeah. No. Let me hold the money and then I'd say bye. No,
that there you go right there. The guy asks you, like, "I'll give you $1 million just for one night with your wife," but then next thing you know, like, your wife's right there and she goes, "Honey, you know, we could use the money. It's only one night."
Yeah, right. No, I'm good.
That's something I gotta ask the wife. You know, what would she do? What would she
okay?
Say?
You ask, and I'll ask mine. And next time we come on, we'll answer the question.
Okay, and then, like, then during that show, we'll be, like, live from apartment hunting because our wives kicked us out of the house for bringing up this question to them.
Right.
Right? And ask them the price. First start at $1 million and then we'll go up from there.
Because everybody has a price, man. Everybody has a price.
Oh, I know there is a price. Everybody has a price.
Everybody has
a price. But then you have the people that really do have a conscience and they don't have a price. Because I don't think I could do it, dude. I honestly don't think I could do it.
No, I don't think either. I don't think so either.
No, because then you lie down with them and it's like, no.
No, because that's the movie, right?
Yeah, that's the movie. Robert Redford, Woody Harrelson, and Demi Moore.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, I only saw it one time. Like that. Was
I've never seen it.
And didn't it go through his head, like, you know, what was going... I think he wanted to do it. And did he, like, you know...
Because he was a gambler.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, go ahead and do it. And then she was pissed off. And then she started dating the dude.
Yeah, and then he went crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it happens, yeah. You know, it's just...
Yeah.
But everybody has a price.
In regards to Gary Glitter, yeah, he was in prison for sexually abusing girls underage.
Yeah, and in every sports arena,
they use his song. Music.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the song? I have no idea, but I know it's a popular song.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Part 2?
Nah, I mean, all I know is da-na-na-na. Hey!
Da-na-na.
Yeah,
I think it's called Rock and Roll Part 2.
And that's the only thing he's really famous for. That and, you know, going to prison, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And basically.
Anyways, so like, you know, like rest in something, O.J. Simpson? I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, so I mean, rest in peace, rest in... I don't know. I mean, like I said, you know...
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, real quick. The last thing I want to talk about, like, you know, there's something that came up in the news, like, earlier in the week. About, you know, that woman who, you know, she said she fatally stabbed her partner, threw her infant to death out of the car, and then killed herself.
Oh, yeah.
By driving into a tree or something like that.
Yeah, so they live in Woodin Hills. The mom was all into her tarot cards. This is what I got off the news. She was into her tarot cards. The eclipse was like the apocalypse for her.
Mm-hmm.
So she stabs her husband or her partner, tries to drag his body out of the apartment, was too heavy, drug him back into the apartment, blood all through the hallway of the apartment, took the kids, 9-year-old and a 6-month-old, was going down the 405 freeway at 4:30 in the morning, and I guess she threw him out the window. And I know they don't say, but I'm assuming the little baby got run over.
Oh man!
And the 9-year-old survived. She's still in the hospital, and then the crazy ass mom decided to go head on with an oak tree and went at high speed and killed herself, crashed right into it. Instead of just avoiding the two first situations, and should have just done the tree by herself.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
But I heard that she was like all into the tarot cards, right? Because I've seen something in the news today.
Like the devil with it.
Yeah, she was talking about that, and like, you know, about the like zodiac symbols and all this stuff, and just
yeah.
And then yeah, because like,
all that like the zodiac signs. What's your sign? What's your sign? All that shit all has stuff to do with the devil and stuff.
Yeah, but then I heard that she was saying, "Oh, the eclipse was gonna." She was saying something that she was afraid that with the eclipse it was like the apocalypse. And
right.
And she was afraid that what was going to happen to her family, like death was going to happen to the family. So she'd rather like take them out herself than what they possibly would have been going, like how they would have been tortured.
They would have suffered.
Or they would suffer through this eclipse. And it's like, people are fucking, I mean, there you go again, this F word again, but I have to say that the F word. are stupid, man. It's like, there's no... It's like earlier in the week, okay? On Monday, you know, like, you know, a classmate of mine didn't show up to school.
Yeah.
And like, and then another classmate, like, who knows? And he goes, oh, man, he didn't come because his mother didn't want him to come outside because they were cooked. And I thought he was just joking around. But then I saw him on Wednesday, yesterday. And I'm like, what's up, man? Like, what happened? How come you didn't show up to school on Monday? I go, is it true because your mom didn't want you to go because the eclipse? He goes, yeah, my mom's all tripping up because of that. And I'm like, that was real? He goes, yeah. And I was pissed off because, I mean, like, I told her, I'm going to miss class and all that stuff. And she was like, no, it's the eclipse and this and this and that. And I'm like,
yeah,
dude, it came and it went. You know, it's like.
Yeah, but that's old school. That's old school thinking, dude. And just, people believe in that stuff.
Yeah, just like when, like, you know, when Y2K, you know,
yeah.
Everybody thought that, like, you know, planes were going to fall out of the sky and all that stuff. And,
right.
You know, it's like. And then when the year 2021 was going to hit, I don't know, it's just.
Yeah, no, I know.
I don't get it. It's like, you know, but like for like, you know, yeah, like you said, if you feel that way, go do yourself. Do your, you know, take yourself out. Man, you throw out your baby out your car and your 9-year-old out the car because you're a psychopath.
Right.
It's like, there's people in this world that should not be parents, man. And that's right. Like, you know, when I hear about that stuff like that, it just makes me mad because, I mean, I always wanted a big family. I wanted multiple kids. You know, me and my wife, you know, we were just blessed with one and we're happy with that. We would have loved to have more kids.
Right. You know, I mean, you could adopt me still, dude.
I feel like I am adopting you, like, you know, call you every day. Like, you are my kid. You know,
you can change my pampers.
I'll pass on that. I'll get you a nanny. No, but going back to
a big Jamaican lady. Like, call her mama.
With big thick fingers. No, but yeah, like, it just makes me mad. Like when you see like all these stories of like, you know, these parents, you know, what they do
to their
babies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there was a couple of weeks ago we talked about some idiot who decided to go on vacation and leave her kid, you know, leave her kid. It's like, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. You know, but it's tragic. It's sad. And it goes to show that.
And the thing is, dude, that's one story. And there's probably multiple stories out there that we don't even hear about
right now.
Yeah.
That are going on right now. Yeah. It's just, it's a sad world, man. Like, you know, that's. Like one time I asked an old mentor of mine at my job, and I asked him, hey, how come you never had kids? He goes, why bring kids into this world? You know, why bring them into this world? You know, and yeah, some people have that point of view, some people don't, but it's like, there's certain people that should not, you know.
Right.
And if you have any friends telling that, you know what, you're kind of nuts into this stuff. It's just like my niece, my wife's niece, she's into the whole, like, talk about astrology and all that stuff. And it's like, that to me is just, like, weird and signs and all that stuff. My niece is a little bit awkward, but she's a good girl. I think she wouldn't do anything like that. I mean, maybe I should, you know, like, you know, pick her brain to ask her, how do you feel about the eclipse? Because you saw it more if you were living back east. And right now she's living in New York.
Yeah,
so I kind of wanted to pick her brain to ask her, like, okay, what did you feel about that? Did you feel like it was the end of days, end of the world?
Yeah,
it's the end of the days, end of the world every day.
Right.
Bull crap always happens every day.
Yeah.
You know, to good people, you know, to all people. So I don't know, but as a tragic, it's like I said, tragic story, and it's, you know, very, very sad to hear. But,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, well, Junior, go ahead and give out your call sign for your Instagram.
Yeah, sorry for ending the show on a sad note, people, but, you know, that's the world. But anyways, I'm on Instagram at BigJune5000.
BigJune5000. Mine is comic_Tony_Areola, If you want to email the show, 6SIX2ML@gmail.com. Let us know how we're doing, if we suck, show ideas. You want to come on and hang out with us for an hour? You can also follow us on Facebook, 6 to Midnight Lounge, Instagram. And also, if you please, 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 if you're on Spotify or you have the Spotify app, follow us on there. We need a lot more followers than what we have. Anything else, Junior?
No, I'm going to try to see that Civil War movie this weekend.
Oh, so am I. I think I have it on my Fire Stick.
I'm going to try to see it this weekend. And I will talk about
Capricorn X-Men.
I'll watch Capricorn 1. Okay. I'll give my review about that. But anyways, that's all for me.
All right. Take care. Have a good night. Be safe, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.